In order to avoid taking 53,000 people off Badger Care, the Department of Health Services said it needs more flexibility in how to run the program. If a federal waiver is granted, the state could charge Medicaid participants in Wisconsin higher premiums. It would also tighten up eligibility and suspend health coverage for missed premiums. ABC for Health is a public interest law firm that opposes the changes. It estimates needed savings of $500 million could come by charging employers like Walmart, whose workers may use Badger Care because they aren't offered private coverage or can't afford it. A more dramatic change would overhaul the market, combining Medicaid with other local and state government pools to create more buying power. This runs counter to what the Walker administration has been working toward with its Office of Free Market Health Care, a fact Bobby Peterson acknowledges. He's with ABC for Health.
There is certain pushes towards the free market, and there's a big push towards government-run health care. We think that the way to do it is a public-private partnership. And really, you know, if you look at the Badger Care program, it is a partnership between the state of Wisconsin, people in Wisconsin, and health plans.
Peterson says administrative costs of Badger Care are much lower than those of private insurance and would carry over in a hybrid system that combines the two. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.